It's time to let not be there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's time to let not be there. How often have we used the word not? How often do we say not in our conversation? Like, you couldn't help me, could you? You don't want to be around me, do you? You don't want to look that up for me, do you? Do you have an idea that might be helpful? I'm not sure that you do, but do you have an idea that might be helpful? It'd be wonderful if you did. Now, can you work with me on these things here? Can you help me on these things? Can you make these things come true for me? I sure would be appreciative if you could. I know you can't, but I'd appreciate it if you could. Now, you see, all of those little areas that we are throwing knots in there, we're throwing doubt in there, we're throwing misbelief in there, all those areas that we're doing that, what they're saying to us is that the things are not being functional like they should be. They're not being worked on like they should be. Now, if this is the truth for you, if this is the truth in your life, then perhaps it's time to begin readdressing some of those things and looking at them very seriously and saying, is that what I really want to say? Is that how I really want to act? Is that what I really expect to take place in my life? And of course, the answer really is that's not what we want to expect, nor is it what we want to take place. You are so intelligent, I really appreciate it. I have a problem here that I'd like to have your opinion on. Now, how do you think that I should consider when I'm being asked to do a job that is beyond my skill and beyond my experience, and how do you think I should ask? Do you think I should just say, yes, I should take it? Or do you think I should say, it's beyond my skill, but if you'd like me to take it, I'll take it? Or do you think I should say, no, I shouldn't take it? Now, very interesting. We are often asked questions that fall in that category. And what sort of things do we say? Oh, I don't know that yet. I've never experienced that. I've never done that. Well, I would say there is what we have done in the world of things that we can do or that we would are able, that are there to be done. What we have done is like maybe two or three out of a million. We have done so few things out of so many that are there to be done. Now, who's going to do it the first time? Who's going to do whatever it is that we're asked to do? Who's going to be the first person to prove that it can be done? Who's going to be the first person that puts their talent to work on it? And maybe succeeds or not, but who's going to be the first person that really takes a project and runs with it? Maybe there have been a lot of other people who have taken the project and run with it, and they've been very successful, and we think we're going to be judged by them. But everyone has to begin somewhere. Everyone has to take the first step, and so let's take that first step. Say, well, okay, I think that I'll handle that. And so you go out, and you ask advice from those people who have already done it. You ask advice from the areas where that piece of information has to be known, and you get all sorts of suggestions. And you ask advice in a variety of ways from a variety of people that whoever has done that before has not asked for advice. They have not asked for advice, and on that particular way. And so therefore, though they were able to do the particular project, their way of doing it is not going to be like your way. And you come up with some absolutely fantastic ideas relative to doing the job you're going to do. You come up with some creative, intuitive, inspirational things that tell you ways of looking at what you want to look at, and seeing it from a totally different viewpoint. And you bring forth your response to it, you bring forth how you would handle it, and how you would handle it has never been done before. Because, first of all, there's never been a you. You are the first and only you. Second, you are asking questions in ways that only you could ask them, and in which only others could answer. In your world, you have certain people. Everyone doesn't have the same people in their world. They could, but they don't. Everyone doesn't invite the same people to give them suggestions and advice about the projects that they're working on. But you have your special expression. You have your special group of people who are offering you suggestions and ways of doing things. And so, whatever the project may be that you might have at first thought, oh, I could never do that, you do it with such imagination and such genius that what you did is truly unbelievable and delightful. We have the opportunity to accept the opportunity to be ourselves and have fun. We have the opportunity to say yes to all of the adventures that come to us. We have the opportunity to handle them in magical ways that no one in the entire world. We have an opportunity to handle them in ways that are just for us alone, just according to our creative thinking and our creative imagination and our creative genius. We have that. And when we use that, then truly magic does happen. Yes, we have a custom to saying a negative idea about things in life. And it's sort of an idea of getting away from responsibility. But the minute we take responsibility, the minute we continue with responsibility, the minute we claim that and know that that is what we truly want to do, we'll find a genius in us that we never dreamed possible. We'll find the genius that takes the slightest little provocation from somebody else of an attitude or a direction, and it sends us into the realms of true imagination, true genius, and true wonderment, into magical expressions of who we are. Listen within, and you will know the answer at all times. Listen within, and the answer will be your answer. Listen within, and you will be the yes for every question that is ever asked. Think on these things. They are wonderful. I love them so. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.